Master 60 from Master 90. Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. It's an interview of Bessie Liu on January 10th, 1980, by Beverly Chan. Interview number 38B, or tape 4, Bessie Liu. Tape 4.
Professional teletypist.
Well, I would say
from 29 to.
No, I don't think it was more than not even a year.
Uh huh.
Because we tried it and it just didn't seem to work out. That my husband, he was at first was all right when I was doing day work.
Mm-hmm.
But when they had to, the manager was doing day work and I was in a night shift.
Mm-hmm.
That it became a little bit too difficult for me.
Oh, was it very common then for Chinese married women to work?
Not too common, because at that time there were people working in the bank, you know, Chinese women.
Tellers.
Working in, yes, tellers.
Mm-hmm.
No, there were, and then of course there were some of my friends were working in department stores.
Mm-hmm.
They were elevator operators or something like that, but never a saleswoman. You know, in those days.
You were?
I was not. I say some of my friends.
Yeah.
Whose picture you saw.
Uh-huh.
You know, you were asking me if the women worked or not. Or
mm-hmm.
worked
right. Was the pay of a teletype operator considerably better than those of, say, a clerk in a department store?
I haven't got the least idea. I think so. You mm-hmm. see, it was a train job, whereas the elevator, anybody can...
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So you and your husband were not affected by the depression?
No.
Do you know most of the people that were?
I really don't know. No, I don't.
At that time, you were not in LA, were you?
No, I was up in San Francisco.
Oh, I see.
You see, after I was married,
mm-hmm.
I left my home here, I mean, as a girl. When my mother took ill, you know, at mm-hmm. about 1928.
Right. But then you came back in around 1930 or 29.
After we were married, then uh-huh. my husband came back down.
But
because
you
he had an offer here.
And you were a teletype operator here?
No, never here.
Over there?
Never here. Only in San Francisco.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you came down here to Los Angeles, did you sense any hostility toward the Chinese?
Maybe the street people, but the people who were actually knew us, that were our friends, I don't think there were any hostilities. Sometimes I remember encountering, like, if I were driving or somebody thought, oh, something, you know, and then they would cuss and
did they call you names?
Well, they, at those days, I think that one or two, nothing makes me more angrier than to have them call me chink or something
mm-hmm.
like that. Then I would fight back.
How?
I don't know. I yelled back at them.
When did that sort of unpleasant incidents stop?
I don't know. There were not too many times that happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it stopped very much, I mean, soon after that.
Soon after World War II, maybe, or?
Oh, much before then,
uh-huh.
much before then. You remember when Madame Chiang Kai-shek came over here to talk at the Hollywood Bowl, that brought the Chinese prestige way up. And then we were very proud to be Chinese. I had always been proud to be a Chinese.
Did you feel more Chinese than American?
Well, I felt that I am Chinese because my mother was very Chinese and our habits and all, and yet I was American, and you know, I mean,
which is more?
Which is more? Well, when I was young, before I left home, I was more Chinese. After I left home, then I was more American, but still retained my Chinese feeling and observed Chinese cultures, you know.
Did you ever feel bad or embarrassed about being Chinese under any circumstances?
Well, slightly. And I always talk to myself, I'm better than you are, and I always rear back, you know. I never let it bother me.
What kind of situation would cause you to feel slightly that way?
I don't know, like encountering some people who do not understand Chinese and they may make a remark or something like that, which I feel that, oh, you're such an ignorant person, you know. I look toward them as being very ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Your parents brought you up to be Chinese and you're Chinese.
Oh, yes. Right? My mother couldn't speak a word of English. She always wore Chinese clothes, and all she said was yes, no, or something like that.
How did she get along with the Americans then?
Well, they were all Chinese. We lived in Chinatown.
American
or Chinese New Year's or any festivities, we would invite the Americans, and then of course, you know, there's always interpreter. We children were always around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when you raised your children, did you try to raise them to be Chinese? Or
oh, I tried to, but it was very, very difficult. They were born here, and when they were going to grammar school, I tried to send them to the Chinese Presbyterian school to learn Chinese. But it was very difficult. And then I had a tutor from USC to come over every summer for 3 years to teach them Mandarin. But when they are not using it, you know, not in use, then they forget. So even now, if they speak Chinese, it has an American accent.
Oh, yes. And do they speak both Mandarin and Cantonese?
No, just slightly. They speak English.
Did you ever... Were you ever told by your parents, oh, don't do this because only Americans do that, or something to that effect?
No. They may tell me not to do certain things, but never said only Americans do that. At no time would they, you know.
So they were satisfied with your level of Chineseness?
I guess so, because I had to converse Chinese with my mother, and we were in the whole neighbor, that community, we were very Chinese. We observed Chinese customs in all holidays, you mm-hmm. know.
Did you ever date when you were in?
Oh, no. I remember during the summertime, there were a lot of students from UC Berkeley coming down to Hanford, my hometown, to work in my orchard. And my father had orchards, you know, that he leased for the summer. Mm-hmm. And they were hired to work out the orchard to pick fruits or something like that during the summer months. And I was never allowed, we say hello and this and that, we're never allowed to go out with them.
Did you want to?
Oh, I guess I did. They always kind of talk. Oh, yes, of course.
When did most girls those days start dating or were allowed to start dating?
I think I started dating only when, I can't remember, I don't think I ever dated at home. I don't know about other families, I don't think they did either.
So you started dating after
I started after I went up to San Francisco.
Oh, that was after UCLA?
Yes, during UCLA.
UCLA?
Now in the summertime when I went to school before I went to UCLA, no, when I went up to San Francisco, Chinatown, then they would have great big functions at the NSGS, the Native Sons of the Golden
Coast,
anyway. They would have great big formal functions, and I was always invited, and then somebody always would get me a partner escort. So I think, I don't know how I broke in, but I did only when I went up to San Francisco.
Uh-huh. That was in your early 20s.
Yes.
Was that quite typical of women, that not to date until their early 20s?
I guess so, because you don't, then we were more or less on the little Western ice.
What do you mean? The fact
I mean
the dating,
dating and such. But I think right after the Boxer Rebellion at that time, I think China was even, I think the Shanghai people, as I read, they were very sophisticated, and not us, Hilby, here. I think they were more sophisticated and far ahead of us, because we were, all our parents were very tight Chinese, you know.
Mm-hmm. How do you think your parents would have reacted if you married an American?
Oh, I think they wouldn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could even marry outside of our village. I am Sam Yap, Cantonese, and I have to marry Sam Yap.
Oh.
And if Say Yap person would come and take me out, they would don't even like that. They were that narrow and tight, you know what I meant.
Did you, so when you married your husband, did you take that into consideration?
Well, my mother died before, you know, and he isn't, he is Hyung San. But my father didn't care at that time. When I graduated, when I married my husband.
How did people in those days feel about interracial marriages?
I don't think they approve of it very much. Even now, my sister does not approve of it. She's got an American, not son-in-law, her grandchild, one of the girls married a Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't like that.
Ah, I see. But she accepted it.
Yeah, she had to.
How do you feel toward it?
Oh, my goodness, I have more, a lot. I feel perfectly all right.
Mm-hmm. In
There's
your
nothing wrong with that, because I have many Caucasian friends.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, now I feel very close to a lot of them than I do sometimes with the Chinese, because you're not so free to talk about different things.
Yeah. In the 30s and 40s, were there any cases of interracial marriages?
I don't know.
You don't know of any?
Mm-mm. Oh, yes. Wait a minute. My friend, who was my matron of honor, Mamie Leon, oh, I married before she did. Now, when did she marry? I married 29. I think she was married about 30, I think, a year or two after I did. She married a Caucasian. She's a newspaper woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think you interviewed her. Mamie Leung.
Not
L-E-U,
me personally.
Yeah, somebody
else.
She married a Larson. Because he was in the newspaper field also, you know,
mm-hmm.
so they met. They were thrown together there. She married him.
How did the Chinese circle react?
I don't know. To me, it was all right. I don't know how they act. I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel about having sons? Before your children were born, did you hope to get a son?
I didn't care. I mean, I never have preference.
How about your husband?
I don't think he did either.
And
whatever
your friends?
Came, whatever I have. How?
How about your friends?
I don't know what they're, you know.
And the way your husband and you met through just through regular social.
No, a student at a student's conference up in Stanford we met.
Mm-hmm. Did many people meet and get married that way, or did most of them go back to China, or what?
No, most of them were married here.
Mm-hmm.
But they met through, you know, through school, you know, at college,
mm-hmm.
and because we were thrown together in different functions and dances and things.
Did you ever think about going back to China to live during any period of your life?
No.
Did anybody else you know of go back to China?
Well, not the American born. Maybe they do, but I don't know. But
mm-hmm.
As far as I know, that all my friends are all over here.
Do you think Chinese education is important or relevant to you?
I think it's very important. I wish I had, had studied but we never had time to, and never had the opportunity to. And I try to give it to my daughters, but they never had time for it either.
Mm. But you did think it was important.
Oh,
you
I
and
do.
Your husband.
I do.
How about your friends?
Well, I think they do too. I really don't know about my friends.
What about the Jewish people? Did you say you came into contact with them?
Oh yes.
So, mm-hmm. Did you ever compare the Jewish people to the Chinese people in any way?
Yeah, in many ways. I think where they believe in honoring their elders, you know, parents, mm-hmm. and that's Chinese, you know. Highly respect the elders.
Mm-hmm.
This is the.
What about in doing business?
In doing business, well, that's individual, I think. They are, as a whole, we speak of the Jewish people as very shrewd people and very aggressive, and maybe they are. The Chinese are held back because we're always trying to be humble and modest, and I find that we're different in that way. But as far as some of the things, you know, like honoring the fathers and mothers and you know, the elderly people,
mm-hmm.
that what the Chinese do. That, you know.
Do you think the Chinese and the Jewish have more in common than the Chinese and the Caucasians?
No, I think that's individual, you know.
What do you think of the way that the Chinese were portrayed in movies?
Well, many times I disagree. When I was working, when I could have something to do or something to say, if they did something that I didn't like, I would go and tell them that was wrong, you know.
For instance,
or try
what,
to.
What sort of things displeased you?
I cannot cite anything concretely, but...
How were they portrayed in general?
In general? In general?
Yeah.
Well, I think... I think they portray them all right, if they portray them as in a realistic way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But in the olden days, you know, I hate to have them, you know, using mince their steps, you know, little tiny steps and all that, that I didn't like, you know.
Did you tell the producer, or did you?
Yeah, well, the director, if I had to be on the set, I said, well, the Chinese people don't walk like that. Why do you have them walk like that, you know?
And then did they do anything about it?
Yeah, some do.
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, some did and some didn't. I don't know. They have their own concept, but now, of course, now they're all educated, or more or less, you know,
mm-hmm.
more realistic now.
What kind of roles did Anna Mae Wong play?
Well, she had a starring role in many things.
What
she
kind
played
of character?
straight roles, you know,
oh.
and sometimes as a, maybe the Dragon Lady in one or twice, but that wasn't derogatory.
What kind of person was the Dragon Lady?
It all depends. That's a fictitious character.
Mm-hmm.
By that I mean like not too shady or anything, but just a little bit, you know.
A little bit on the shady side, huh?
Very little.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Because we all, I know that I try to fight for the true portrayal of a good Chinese person instead of anything derogatory I don't like.
Did you see any, do you remember any film that portrayed the Chinese in a derogatory fashion?
Well, it all depends. Some people are more sensitive to other people. Some people don't like to see a Chinese being a servant or things like that. Of course, I don't want it to be that way. In all pictures, when there's a restaurant, they have to have a waiter there. Then it's the situation is all right. But if they portray all Chinese to be like that, then I would say that that's wrong.
Were most Chinese men being given roles as servants and or maids and waiters?
Yeah, in the early days. before the Screen Actors Guild came into being, I think they were portrayed a lot of times, you know, as a waiter, laundryman, or mm-hmm. something like that. But since the Screen Actors Guild came into being, then we are more vocal then. You know, before then, we were too afraid to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, we became vocal, and now we, not only vocal, we blast.
Who's we?
I mean, all the motion picture, the Chinese people. I'm talking about Chinese people then. Chinese actors.
I didn't know there were that many Chinese actors and actresses in those days.
Enough. You got, when you were doing Good Earth, they hired about 500 people. I can't say they were all actors. I'm talking, generally speaking, I mean, anybody who works in a motion picture studio, I would call them. I'm talking generally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not singling out as a different, the bit players or the starring, you know, a starring role.
How were the Chinese portrayed in the Good Earth?
I think they were portrayed in a really true manner. It was from a book of Pearl Buck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there were any objections to that. I couldn't find anything. I thought it was a very charming story and a very well done thing.
What kind of a role did you play?
I was in stock. That means I played a lot of things. I was a kitchen maid. I was a wife to the revolutionary leader.
What about that, the picture with you and the man and all the children?
Oh, that was in a village wife, a wife of a villager. You see, when you're in stock, then they put you into different roles, whatever they need you to do, and they maybe comb my hair this way or, you know, make me up another way.
Mm-hmm. I see. And what about other films? Besides The Good Earth, were there any other films that had a significant Chinese part in it?
Oh, yes. You don't mean me, you mean generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, there was The Dragon Sea. And then after that was the Keys of the Kingdom. They used a lot of Chinese in that,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Keys of the Kingdom?
Keys of the Kingdom, oh yes. Gregory Peck was a star.
Mm-hmm.
In that picture now, I was not an actress of that. I was an assistant director to the first assistant there, who mm-hmm. is Howard Koch.
I see, and you told people what to do in China.
Yes, I interpreted.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, Howard Koch has been a great big man, and he was head of the Paramount Studios, and we're very good friends.
Mm-hmm.
I was his assistant, as an interpreter when they were doing Keys of the Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. What about Benson Fong? Do you know
him? Yes, he came in after that, I think, or before, when they did the Purple Heart. That was another big thing.
When was that?
The Purple Heart. I think
it was shot
here in Hollywood at the Fox Studio. Okay. That was a beginning opening of giving great big parts to the Chinese. The picture Purple Heart.
Which year?
I would say in the 40s. Let's see, 1936 was Good Earth, right after that.
Mm-hmm.
The Purple Heart, I don't remember. And I know Dara Zanuck. Louis Milestone was the director, and he fought for the Chinese, fought for the Oriental people. He wanted the Oriental people to play, the Chinese to play Chinese, and the Japanese to play
mm-hmm.
Japanese. And he fought with Dara Zanuck. And finally he won. And that's how my ex-husband, Richard Liu got
mm-hmm.
a terrific part in that. Benson Fong, Philip An, Key Luke,
mm-hmm.
all the big actors.
Would you say that you are successful at in your profession?
I think I am.
Uh-huh.
I like to think so.
And what do you think is the reason for that?
I really don't know. They all seem to respect me even now.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it's through...
You still work now, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, but I'm sort of semi-retired.
Is there
and there has been somebody else who was going to do my job, you know, but it didn't exist. I mean, they couldn't, they didn't survive. So.
Well, is your field very competitive? You seem to be unique. You seem to have a monopoly.
Well, there is a Japanese, now there is a Japanese, but you don't hear anything about him. I think I am a very unique, I am the only one that has a good a roster of Oriental specializing in all an Asian. Now they call it Asian instead of Pacific. I mean, Asian
right.
instead of Oriental.
Mm-hmm. And over the last, so in the old days, when you were involved in the film industry, did you notice any change before and after you got involved in the film industry, in the way you live or the way you think?
Oh yes, of course, the progress of time, you know, we progress.
And did you become more and more associated, say, with Americans and become more and more Americanized? Because
well, I was always Americanized anyway, ever since I... yes, because it's only natural, you know. You learn as you go along, and then you associate with people. Regardless of what business you're in, you know, whatever you do, you know, your association is a little bit more closer, and you have the common interest, so I would say so.
Did you feel, would you identify yourself as a Chinese or an American, if you had to choose one or the other?
I wouldn't choose. I would say that I am an American Chinese. I can't separate myself and say I'm American, or I can't separate myself and say I am thoroughly Chinese, because I am too American to call myself Chinese, and I am too Chinese to call myself American.
50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
And do you go to Chinatown, or did you go to Chinatown back in those days?
Oh, I always went to Chinatown.
Often?
Yeah, whenever there's an occasion for me to go, like shopping, marketing, or some social or functions, you know.
Did you cook Chinese food?
Oh, yes.
I mean, not occasionally, I mean, as a staple.
Oh, when I was, when I had a family, I always cooked Chinese. But now I'm more American being alone than whatever is easiest. But I go out quite a bit.
When you go out, do you usually go to Chinese restaurants?
I don't go out by myself. I'm always invited out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. I go anywhere. I have, just the other night, I had some Jewish food or German food. And, you know, I mean, I'm an epicure, and I go to all kinds of food. And we went to a Hungarian restaurant,
mm-hmm.
you know. We go wherever, and then we went to a French dinner just two nights ago.
Do you play mahjong or do anything like that?
I used to play mahjong when my husband played, you know. But now I belong to a group of people from the Screen Smart set. I mean, quite a number of them that are in the motions or in the acting field. I play bridge with them.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I was supposed to go last night, but I couldn't because I had to go to a board meeting of the Committee to Conserve Chinese Culture. That's another group.
Did you join that recently?
Oh, several years back. I'm one of the board members. Do you know them?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
I wish you would come sometime. We'd love to have some younger people come.
Is Alvin very involved in it?
Who?
Caroline Alvin?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, excuse
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that your line of work, is it aggressive? Do you have to be aggressive?
No, I am myself.
You have to be
no.
charming and
No. They need me as much as I need them. If they want Chinese actors, they have to come to me.
Right.
I am myself, whether charming or not, you see.
In other words, do you have to, you know, sort of handle the actor's ego, and in the meantime try to, you know, handle the movie industry people in terms of negotiating salaries?
Yeah, of course there's always negotiation, you know, between the actors and I'm the middleman, you
mm-hmm.
see. And some actors are very sensitive. I feel that I cannot cater to them. They might as well be realistic and understand the ups and downs of the industry, you know. Some of them are very, very sensitive, and because they're the ego, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you feel they're more sensitive than, say, American actors?
Oh, I couldn't say that. No. They're all human beings, and so I think they all react the same way.
Mm-hmm.